Here's Brian in Portchester on the fan. Brian, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, gentlemen. I want to talk about another tragedy. With the whole, I'm upset. I don't know if you guys are how you feel about it, about Josh Brent being on the sidelines last night.
Well, if you missed Boomer on the NFL today, you know exactly how he feels. We can reiterate it now if you want, Boom.
Well, you know, at halftime, I was like everybody else. I was miffed that he was on the sideline. And I understand that Jerry Brown's mother, Stacey Jackson, has asked the Cowboys to stay involved with Josh, to support him, to allow him to be a part of the team. But I think that they made a serious error, and I thought it was disgraceful that he was on the sideline yesterday for the Dallas Cowboys.
And that's fine that the team is there to support him, but if it was me, if I was Josh Brent, of course I don't drink and drive, but if I was in that position, I would feel so uncomfortable just being in the public arena like that.
And anytime you see him standing there smiling or anything else, it puts a bad light on the whole thing. And, you know, the interesting thing is I made some calls yesterday. I called the Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys told me on record that, you know, they felt emboldened by the fact that Stacey Jackson, Jerry Brown's mother, was asking them to be a part of his life, to support him as if he was one of her own. Like, that's how close they are, and I get all that. And they should support their teammate, and there's no question of it that they should support their teammate. But in the bigger picture of things, that young man standing on the sideline, I think, was an insult to anybody who has ever been a victim of a drunk driving accident in any way, shape, or form. So, which in a large part is not an accident. It's a way that people choose to live their lives, to get behind a wheel after they drink like that. And the thing about it is, in relation to Josh Brown, he was already arrested once. In college, and spent 30 days in jail, and obviously that did not have the impact on that young man that it should have had.